Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In 7 days from today, the election in Mississippi, the statewide vote on their Personhood Amendment 26. We announced yesterday that while we were getting a report from a man on the street there, actually Chet Gallagher, field coordinator for the Gulf Coast region for the campaign, that Lila Rose and her ministry, Live Action, was holding a press conference in Jackson, Mississippi, with some new unauthorized recordings of Planned Parenthood personnel, and this involving Amendment 26. Well, in a little bit, we'll hear that audio. There's a 3-minute audio clip that we'll play on the show. But first, let's go back to Mississippi now for another update. And we have not a man on the street, a woman on the street report, and this from my wife, Cheryl. Cheryl, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hello there. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, what an honor, hon. It's only once in a great while, what, once every few years that you get to join me?
Yeah, once in a while.
So, Cheryl, tell me, how has it been? You're there for a week with Leslie Hanks and 70 of your closest friends.
Right.
So how's it going?
Well, I've been really happy with the response that we've got from the people that that we've seen. It seems like the reaction is overwhelmingly positive, at least from the people that we're handing the literature out to on the street.
Wow. Now you have something to compare this to, because here in Colorado, you were involved with the campaign, you know, the signature drive for a half a year and the campaign for months. And then 2 years earlier, the same thing, with Amendment 48, then 62. So compare it for me to Colorado response.
Well, like I say, it's overwhelmingly positive, whereas, you know, in Colorado, we didn't get as much positive response. And the nice thing about it is even the people that seem to be neutral or against it, even the ones that are against it really, are actually pretty nice. I mean, maybe smile and wave back. At least, you know, you wave to them, they feel like they should wave back. And so I think the most negative reaction I've had is a man driving across the intersection with 2 thumbs down. I mean, but I have not heard anybody yell.
Yeah,
I mean,
not even one person. And no cussing? Nobody's thrown eggs or drinks?
No, none of that.
In Colorado, the typical response is migrating birds, whatever
right,
that is.
I've never seen one of those out here.
Wow, good, good. So people are generally gracious, and we've mentioned on the show that the local news, the TV news for the state of Mississippi, they'll say, well, it's been said that this would prevent IVF, in vitro fertilization, and they go to a local doctor, and the doctor says that's completely untrue. This would not prevent IVF. This says you can't kill the baby. It doesn't say you can't bring the baby into existence, that you can't give the baby life. So it is very different from what we'd get here from Channel 4, 7, or 9.
Right, where you at least have out here, you know, it seems like some of the doctors really are supporting the amendment, mm-hmm. whereas, you know, we didn't receive that kind of support back in Colorado.
Yeah, of course, there were some in the medical community that were pro-personhood, but it seems basically a different culture there, and thank God for that. In fact, when the local news says, well, let's check our Facebook page, all the comments that they scroll through, they're all positive. I'm voting yes on 26.
Yeah, and we can just, you know, what we pray for is that that's the way it'll be on Election Day, and that we'll see the results of that as well.
Mm. So real quick, before we go to Leslie Hanks, she's there with you, right?
That's correct.
All right, before we do that, some things that people can do even if they're at home and there's no way they can get there to Mississippi, one of the things people can do is make some fun phone calls from your home. And Cheryl, some of our friends here have been doing this, and I've been listening in. It is absolutely fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. And now, are they getting the same positive responses with the phone calls?
Yes, absolutely. Oh. So let me give out the phone number for Personhood USA. And if you want to join the phone bank, all you do is you ask a few simple questions, and it's really neat. Their phone number is 303-456-2800, or just go to personhoodusa.com and call them. And then you get a list of names and phone numbers to call. You could spend an hour or two or more if you enjoy it. And one old gal, is that okay to say, describe her as one old gal? She got on the phone and she said, well, I don't know what amendment is on the ballot, but I'm going to go vote. And so one of our friends here in the phone bank said, well, the personhood amendment is 26, and that will protect the baby from being killed by an abortionist. And she said, oh, I'm going to vote for that one.
Oh, bless her heart.
So, yeah, just generally it was very positive and fun.
Yeah.
So, all right. Hey, could you think of anything else you can tell us about? I heard you guys are goofing off and you went to the movies.
We went to see October Baby. And the reason why we went to go see that, you know, it's a pro-life film. We were able to hand out a lot of literature at that movie. And
great.
Hopefully people will consider voting for 26.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
Can't wait to see you back home, hon.
Me too.
All right, bye. Now, Leslie Hanks, I believe Leslie's there. Leslie is the longtime vice president of Colorado Right to Life.
Hi, Bob Enyart.
Hey, it's great to have you on the air, Leslie.
Oh,
thank you for being there in Mississippi. I hope you and Cheryl are not only making an impact, but having a good time.
We are having a great time, and it's really nice down here. The weather's gorgeous, and we are so blessed to have been encountering such wonderful people. Everywhere we go, the people are so friendly.
Oh.
We've been doing some honking waves, as we like to do, get out on a street corner that's got a four-way stop and just, you know, have our big signs out and wave to the people. And I think Cheryl mentioned the people are so... They're just smiling, and they wave back at us. Even the police are waving at us, nobody's thrown anything at us yet, so that's been a real blessing.
Yeah.
But we feel like it's almost 20 to 30 positives for every negative that we get. So
oh, wow.
That has been awesome, and you pretty much down on the coast here only see yes on 26 signs. I don't believe we've encountered a single sign that says no.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
guessing that's different up in Jackson, of course.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, we're just having great fun. We've been out delivering literature to churches. And
now, tell me about that. What's the point of doing that? Just explain it for me and the audience.
Oh, just get the church to help stop abortion. I mean, obviously, if the church wanted to stop abortion, it would have been stopped already. But we
yeah.
know that's the key.
Well, that's so, that's true. And when the people... lead, the leaders will follow. And so the yep. literature that you're bringing to the churches, is this for them to hand out on Sunday?
That's right. This is the last Sunday before the vote, and we have a really nice piece. It's two-sided. It's full color. Well, it's not full color. It's got some color, and it's got Rebecca Kiesling's beautiful story on the back about being conceived in rape and how every baby is precious, and we don't punish the baby for the crime of the father. And
wait, Leslie, you know what is so powerful about that?
What?
For the last 30 years, National Right to Life and other groups have
right.
been afraid of rape and incest.
Yeah.
They've been
absolutely.
Afraid of it and in the defense mode. And mm-hmm. so Planned Parenthood, they get on the radio, get on TV, and they use rape and incest as though it's their high holy ground that
right.
you can kill these kids because their fathers were criminals.
Right.
And so when you know the truth and you're advocating the truth, that this is a child made in God's image, and no one has the right to kill this child, then all of a sudden, what looked like a weakness becomes a strength.
Absolutely.
And you
yeah.
love this child, regardless of who his parents were.
That's right.
Wow.
And then it's a nice piece as well because it talks about the misconceptions that are being spread and the lies that Planned Parenthood always relies on. Mm. So. Have you heard about the Lila Rose latest undercover sting?
Well, as soon as you explain it to us, when we're done, we're going to play the audio here.
Oh, good.
So,
good. Yeah,
so go ahead.
Well, we're just really hopeful it'll go viral. Lila was here in Jackson yesterday and had a press conference, which I would have loved to have been at, but of course we're a couple of hours south. But apparently, you know, the biggest thing that they're going after the voters with down here, Planned Parenthood, similar to what we experienced in Colorado, is that if this passes, birth control will no longer be available and IVF will be outlawed. And so Lila, true to herself and her methodology, she did some calls to the local health care providers down here, pharmacists, Planned Parenthood themselves, some doctors, nurses, a variety of folks, and to a person that we could hear, everybody said, this is hysteria, you're overreacting. No, she kept asking, do I have to stock up on the pill? And, you know, everybody said, no, that's a misconception.
So in other words, the Planned Parenthood employees have not been instructed to lie. Like their ads are lying. So, hey, Leslie, what we want to do is we want to play the audio from that ad.
Great.
First, I want to let you know that I got a call just before airtime from one of our listeners in California.
Okay.
And he said that he watched Alan Keyes give his defense of personhood on Colorado Right to Life's website.
Good.
And he said it was the most powerful speech he has ever heard in his life.
Oh, isn't that encouraging?
That is encouraging, and I'll tell you what he did. Then he went to American Right to Life's website and read the article on personhood campaign guidelines.
Yeah.
And he was so inspired, he sent a large check to the personhood campaign in Mississippi.
Oh, good.
So here's a guy in California who says, we can do this. And so thank you for the banquet in Denver and Alan Keyes coming out to Colorado and how these things, when we keep reinforcing the truth, the basics, then that's how you strengthen the people to win this victory.
That's a good point, Bob. And, you know, maybe we need to have the American Right to Life website feature Dr. Keyes' speech, you know, prominently again and just say, you know, this will inspire everyone to let their people know in Mississippi we need every single vote.
Well, you know what?
Today's our deadline. So
I would think that there's a good chance that the American Right to Life webmaster is listening.
I hope so.
And I know this morning the Alan Keyes video was not at the top of the American Right to Life homepage.
Okay.
Hopefully by the time you hang up, it will be.
Oh, excellent. That's great. Yeah.
All right.
And so everybody that's listening right now, if you have a friend or a relative in Mississippi, tell them about the Dr. Alan Keyes speech that he gave at our Colorado Right to Life banquet. Watch it and share it with your friends and relatives.
Mm-hmm. All right. So vote for life. Yes on 26 in Mississippi. Leslie, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
May God bless you. Appreciate you.
Have a great afternoon,
Cheryl,
Bob.
Down there. Will do.
Thanks.
Okay. So now our phone number here is 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. So we have the audio. This is at yeson26.net. It's on the homepage. And let's hear it.
Yes on 26 will amend the Mississippi Constitution to define that a person's life begins at conception. But there are others that want to confuse the issue. Groups like Mississippians for Healthy Families are lying to you. They take no interest in healthy families, and they're not even from Mississippi. Who are they? Let's take a look at their campaign receipts and find out. Planned Parenthood of New Jersey, $3,000. Planned Parenthood of Rocky Mountains, $5,000. Planned Parenthood of Indiana, $2,000. And in-kind contributions totaling over $8,000 from Planned Parenthood affiliates of California, over $21,000 from Planned Parenthood Federation of America, and $50,000 from Planned Parenthood Action Fund. Perhaps they're really Planned Parenthood, and one of their favorite scare tactics is to claim that Amendment 26 will ban the use of birth control.
And 26 even bans many types of birth control, like the pill, paid for by Mississippians for Healthy Families.
That's also what they say on their website. So we made a few calls to see if this is really the case.
Oh, hi. I just had a question about the birth control pill and availability. I had heard from Planned Parenthood that the birth control pill wouldn't be available after, the November election. I'm just a little confused. I'm getting mixed messages.
Okay. So far as we know, birth control will still be available.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I had a question about birth control accessibility. I was just wondering if with Amendment 26, there's an anti-abortion bill, if I would still be able to access my birth control afterwards.
Well, yeah, that being to abort, there's nothing in it saying that you can't prevent.
Oh, okay. They just keep telling us, that we're not going to be able to access birth control.
No, that's false. That's preventative. All they're trying to say is that life starts at conception.
I think Planned Parenthood's saying that we won't be able to receive, the birth control pill if this passes, and is that the case?
That's
true. That's
enough. Who told you that?
I don't think that's true.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
We haven't received any notification that's the case at all.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah, that's very confusing to me and, a lot of my friends. Why do you think Planned Parenthood would be saying that to women about the pill?
To create hysteria, to try to scare people.
All right, so these are people you could go to yeson26.net, and you could watch that, and while you watch it, you see some of the particulars, like who you're hearing. Planned Parenthood from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You're hearing a woman at the Mississippi State Health Department, for example. And what's interesting is that over the years, and for many years until personhood, Planned Parenthood assured women that when they took the birth control pill, that was not killing a baby, that was just preventing conception. Now we introduce personhood bills, and Planned Parenthood tells women that this will be banned because what? Because it would be killing a baby. So the question is, were they lying then or were they lying now? Because they've taken both sides of the issue. So contraceptives will not be affected by any personhood amendment anywhere in the country, by a federal human life amendment. Contraceptives, that is something that prevents conception, and more technically accurate, something that prevents fertilization, would not be affected by personhood. Because personhood says once you have conception, once you have fertilization, then you have a little human being, a boy or a girl, and then you cannot kill it because it's a little boy or girl. A person is a person no matter how small. So birth control, notice the difference between these two words, contraception and birth control. Now, contraception would be something like a barrier method that would prevent conception. Birth control could be a euphemism for abortion, right? Abortion doesn't prevent conception. Abortion, if you go and kill the baby, then you are controlling birth. Planned Parenthood has gotten away with this for decades, and the reason has been because the body of Christ, the church in America, the pro-life movement has not brought everyone's attention to the obvious moment of the beginning of a person's life. Because for decades, many groups and leaders have been talking about, well, we want late-term abortion bans, or we want to ban partial birth abortion, and you can't kill the baby that way, but if you modify it, a 4-inch variation, then you can kill the baby, and we want you to wait 24 hours, and then you could kill the baby. Or once there's a heartbeat, then you cannot kill the baby, but until there's a heartbeat, you can. And so all those discussions keep us away from the moment of truth. The moment of truth is, when is a baby there in the mother's womb, and when is there not a baby? If there's not a baby, then you're not pregnant, right? If it's not a baby, you're not pregnant. And if you're not pregnant, then why would anyone have an abortion if they're not pregnant? So it's obvious that we're talking about a little baby. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. So yesterday, we went through the four things that people can do to help pass Mississippi's Personhood Amendment 26. And that is make phone calls from your home. And I've enjoyed the last couple of days listening in. I haven't made any of these calls because I just have been passing by some friends visiting when they're making the calls. And it's so fun. You just get a list on the internet. You call them and you say, I'd like to make calls. And then you get phone numbers, names and phone numbers. And you just say hello and, hi, my name is Bob, and I'm a volunteer with the Personhood Amendment 26 campaign. Could I ask you a couple questions? And they say yes or no. If they say no, thank you, have a nice day. And if they say yes, then you ask them a question about the Personhood Amendment 26. And it's so neat, the simple routine of just dialing the phone and talking to people. And typically, it just goes perfectly, just according to the script, just like you'd think. And please remember that on Tuesday to get out and vote yes on 26. All right, thank you for calling. And then other times people will say, well, tell me again, what is Amendment 26? And you say it's to protect the baby in the womb. It's to protect the baby so that the abortionist can't kill the baby. And you know, most of the people I heard on the other end of the phone, they said, oh, I'm pro-life. We can't kill these babies. Mississippi's going to protect these children. And so that is such a joy. So that's the first thing you could do is just call 303-456-2800, Personhood USA's headquarters, their office, and they can help you get hooked up and be part of the phone bank. Be part of that team. The second thing is they need boots on the ground. And so on the ground, this is something you do in Mississippi. So if you think you can do that, you call Pro-Life Mississippi. And you could go to their website, prolifemississippi.org, and I'll give you their phone number. But then, you know, it's just possible that you could, not everybody could do this, of course not. But some people could just drop everything, pick up and go. And so their phone number is 601-956-8636 or go online to prolifemississippi.org. The next thing you can do is you can support. Now this, you get a double bang for your buck, all right? A double bang for your buck. You could support Colorado Right to Life's Round 3 and Mississippi's Amendment 26 by donating now. By donating right now to Colorado Right to Life. I'll give you their phone number. And Colorado Right to Life has said this week, any donations they get that are earmarked for round three in Mississippi, they'll split it 50-50 and get the money to Mississippi immediately for the crucial last days of the campaign. Their phone number, 303-753-9394. 303-753-9394. All right, now let's go to Broomfield. Our number here, 303-463-7789. Let's go to Broomfield. Sheila, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob.
Howdy.
I had a question.
Yes.
Is there any birth control pill that is not an abortive patient?
All right, that's a very significant question. And it's a question that I believe that the medical community, including the research arms of our medical universities, have not cared to answer. Because for decades, they haven't cared if a pill would kill a baby or not because they're pro-abortion. So they advocate that it should be legal to kill a baby that's even, you know, many months along in the womb. So here's what's happened. Pro-lifers, including here at Bob and Yurt Live, we have for years raised a concern of what will the pill do if you conceive a child. Now, one of our dear friends is a medical doctor, Dr. Patrick Johnston. And in his practice, he refuses to prescribe the pill. But in the research he has done, he has looked for evidence of, and this is a little bit complicated, but evidence for ectopic pregnancies in women who are on the pill. And this is the study that needs to be done to find out if, in fact, the pill would kill a baby. Because the pill has two mechanisms. Theoretically, the primary way the pill would function is it stops ovulation. So there's no ovum to be fertilized. And that makes sense to you, Sheila?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the primary mechanism. Now, if there was a baby, the mother's uterus could become hostile and that baby could die. So Dr. Patrick Johnston, who's written on this, published on this, here is the research question that the nation needs to answer. Women who are on the pill, do they get ectopic pregnancies? That's where the baby lodges in the fallopian tube, not in the womb. Do they get ectopic pregnancies like other women do? If they do not, that is an indication that the reason the birth control pill works is because it does stop ovulation. And Dr. Patrick Johnston from Ohio, Physicians for Life, his belief is that the birth control pill effectively stops ovulation. But absolutely, women would need to know, for example, with the IUD in Mississippi, just as it says on Pro-Life Mississippi's website, prolifemississippi.org, the IUD would be banned. Because the IUD is a mechanical device that's designed to kill the baby. And so that would be banned. So would RU-46, designed to kill the baby. If there is a contraceptive method that prevents ovulation, that prevents fertilization, then the personhood bill would not affect that method. So we do need more research, Sheila, but I imagine that no women want to be lied to about what's going on with their body and their children. Thank you, Sheila. I appreciate your call. Our website, kgov.com. God bless you.
Have you heard of the little church that could? Join Pastor Bob Enyart at Denver Bible Church for Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., worship service from 10:50 until noon, and our Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m. Located at Two Roads School at 7180 Oak Street in Arvada, Colorado. Join us on Sundays as we study the meat of the Word of God, to worship our awesome Creator and to equip the saints for the service of the Lord.